two new dudes enter the villa and we like totally like bro out, like broing out and liking and broing. It's like the Love Island show right here, like on AfterBuzz like TV.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz
begin. Ho ho! We are back! Episode 3, baby! Love Island, because you know it's every single day. What is up, guys? Thanks so much for coming back and hanging out with me right here. I see you all in the chat. Amy, Ariana, Carrie, obsessed fangirl, Nathaniel. What up, y'all? I am Mike Thieling. Welcome back to AfterBuzz TV, and we are talking, of course, about Love Island and what these crazy, hunkalicious sex pots are trying to do here and finding love. It has been crazy. This episode, we're finally starting to turn up the pot, right? This is what we are all looking for in the drama because we got new dudes coming in and they're broing out. But first, I got to introduce my girl in the booth, Jennifer.
Hey guys, how are you?
My partner in crime who's not on camera, but J-Lo is going to bring up all our fun media and you guys can see pictures of all of our contestants. Of course, thank you again for hanging out with us. And yes, Nicole 91, the narrator was really funny this episode. What is up with this guy? Whoever they got or whoever is writing the script for their narrator, they are really making this guy snarky. And I personally love it. Like, go in on these contestants and just make fun of them. I think it's really, really, really funny. So, once again, we are back at the house. It is nighttime. We get a little bit of the remnants of Zach and his makeout session there with Elizabeth. And he and she both kind of privately admit that they were there forever because he's a terrible closer. He doesn't know how to make a move. And as we discussed yesterday, it was an extremely awkward, long, lean-in, weird thing. And even Yamin comes up and is like, I haven't seen you guys in a couple years. What the hell is going on? So they took forever. Whatever. They finally got through it. And we go to sleep. And everybody tell me, first off, before they go to bed, we have Yamin. They talk about, real quick, his makeout session with Alana at Spin the Pineapple from the night before, that night. And he was saying that she was kind of marking her territory. So, Jen, do you think that, you know, a 2 or 3 minute makeout session is a girl marking her territory with a guy?
Definitely. I believe so. I think so.
She was going in on this guy, right? And we know they're partnered up. We know from a lot of the outside social media and the news that we're seeing online that America loves them as a couple. But just from his reaction, his gut reaction right there, saying he wasn't really feeling it, it was kind of too long, it really seemed like maybe he's not so into this relationship. So I don't know. There might be a little trouble in the waters. I don't know. Regardless, it's nighttime. Was anybody else, toss up in the chat, please. Was anybody else weirded out by the whole twinkle, twinkle, little star? I thought that was the oddest thing maybe that I've ever seen in a reality show, especially for this, because with Love Island, we've been talking a lot here around the studio. The fact that all of the contestants' interactions, whether they're in a little bungalow or they're talking to each other, they group off or whatever, I find it weird that the production team is putting no music underneath it at all. That seems a little strange to me. And then the fact that they threw out this weird Twinkle Twinkle Little Star remix, I don't know, it was throwing me off. But what brought me back is, of course, Kira and Cash making out once again in bed. Too bad for Carol. But Carol might get some justice, as we see, because in the morning, before production, I guess, has turned on their lights, because we know production controls the bedroom light to go on and off, which is also a little bit strange. Two new bros, Cormac, the 26-year-old nightclubber from Ireland, presumably, and Dylan, your 25-year-old fitness coach from the North, the Bay, come in. And they kind of explore around the house. And I actually love this. Chilling in the pool. They're like, I wonder when people are going to come out. I liked it. The little bro time. Also, you guys know I do a ton of the reality shows here on AfterBuzz. I like the strategy session portion of it. I like that these guys are not coming in single. So when single to mean by themselves. So when Kira came in, wow, I'm doing bad today, J-Lo. People's names are not flowing off the tongue right now. I don't know. Let me take a little bit of seltzer water. You talk to them.
No, you're doing great. I mean, I think that all of these people are definitely coming in and they're making their mark and they're definitely excited about it.
They're excited about it. All right. I'm on point now. When Kira came in, she was all by herself, right? And she was seemingly the new girl coming in, and she had to take one of the guys. Okay. When Cormac and Dylan are coming in, they're coming in almost as their own pair. So they're on the same level. They're connected to each other, at least through that fact that they're going through this experience, starting out at the same point. So they're allowed to strategize with each other, which I think is a huge benefit. We see them hanging out in the pool. All of a sudden, Michael, which we find out is the worst person to stumble upon them, I think. Michael stumbles upon them, and he's like, oh my God, there's new dudes. And everybody goes into a tiffy, and they run out. The girls, of course, are super giddy, especially Caro, because we know Caro is single right now. So she has got to pair up, or she's going to be in big danger of going home. We see them. We do all the little hugs and the introductions. Okay, that's great. A big portion of this episode we saw focusing on Michael, specifically with Caro, because we know Michael is not feeling Alexandra. They had that little chat from the night before. We know that they're not feeling each other, really, and they're kind of okay being friends and kind of supporting each other. But they both have wandering eyes. Now, Michael, we think, and it seems like he's really taken a liking to Caro, and that's who he's going after right now. Because of the fact that she's single, it's very easy for the new guys coming in to laser focus right in on her. So he's the one who's definitely in a little bit of trouble here, but he says he's feeling himself, he's confident. Okay, great, I guess so. The girls do a weird cartwheel competition. Okay, yeah, I guess. That was strange, hanging out on the side and just decided to do a little tumbling, I guess. I don't know. It seems like these folks are bored. I don't know. So I'm likening this show to the other types of shows we've seen in this genre. Paradise Hotel, you name it on MTV. One thing we know, the challenge, Are You the One, X on the Beach, all of these, they are liquored up out of control. And that's where a lot of the, don't overdrink, kids, but that is obviously where a lot of the drama and a lot of the excitement comes, because they get some drinks in them, they start talking junk, they like argue and blah, blah, blah. And that's kind of fun for us to watch, right? Because we like to watch the drama. Hey, there you go, right? Okay. Here, I don't know, are they not serving them drinks? Everybody seems really, really bored. Like, if a cartwheel and a tumble is something that it's exciting and something for the producers to pick out, it really calls into question what exactly is going on. Okay. Regardless, the bros start lifting some weights. Obviously, everybody starts talking strategically now. With two new guys coming in, all the guys have to be extra protective over their girls. Cash, I love this. Anybody else find this really funny? Cash makes a little statement talking about the OG boys being vulnerable on the island. Yeah, technically that's true, bro, and you've already switched between two girls and potentially another one, but I don't know. It just came off so weird calling himself OG when he's literally been on the island for 3 days. Like, you don't know what's going on yet either, man. I just thought that was very, very strange. This was also detrimental. Jennifer, you're going to chime in on this right here, okay? So the guys, Cash talks to the new guys about what they're thinking. And Cormac immediately says, well, you know, it's cool. We've seen them with no makeup on already. So, like, that's great. Because, you know, like, girls get all done up and you meet them like that. And then when you see them without the makeup, it's like, ugh. Okay. Jennifer.
Yes.
If, even though that might be true, we know that there are some girls that way overdo it with the makeup. That's just a fact. And that, yes, they look very different when they're off, out of makeup and in makeup, because I think some just overdo it. Regardless, as soon as Cormac said this, I got the most sketched out feeling, and I was like, bro, why are you saying this right now? Do you know you're being recorded? I think sometimes people forget that they're being recorded, because they said, wow, is that not the most shallow thing? Like, what do you guys think? Well, yeah, I'm glad we saw them with their makeup off, so I know for real what I'm trying to get into. Like, dude, I don't know. I thought that was really, really shame. It really rubbed me the wrong way. I thought it was weird. 91 in the chat. I don't know how to pronounce your first name. Yichel? Michael's going home for sure. And since it's a daily show, content might be a bit sparse. Yeah, content is going to be sparse on a daily show for sure. But at the same time, it doesn't seem like the show is giving them stuff to do to not make the content sparse. So why isn't there a challenge every day or something? Why aren't there a bunch of drinks? Why isn't there? There's just so much stuff that they can do besides these kids just sitting in a mansion looking attractive. That's the other thing I wanted to bring up. Tonight's episode really allowed me to have a lot of very interesting observations. We already said the announcer is super snarky. Yes. As soon as Cormac and Dylan come in, I think we have affirmed the fact that men are not allowed to wear shirts in Love Island. That's confirmed. We really, really bro it out. And as we will see soon, does anybody else think it would be pretty cool? I would like it if everybody around me, every time I received a text, reacted like it was the best birthday they've ever seen in their life. And there's just screaming and exclamations. That would be pretty fun. Either way, we got the guys. They're lifting weights. Okay, so we're trying to figure out where these two guys, this whole episode, where they're going to go. We know right off the bat that probably the bad place to go is Zach and Elizabeth. They seem really solid. Weston and Mallory, I don't really think either of them are feeling each other. They're just kind of in it as friendships, and we hear Mallory say that it's more of a friendship. Caro, obviously, is fair game. Michael and Alexandra's definitely fair game because they are not feeling each other. And Yamin and Alana, they don't actually even ever talk about it. I forget who it was. Either Cormac or Dylan talked to Alana real quick. But did you guys notice how fast she shut him down? She shut him down so fast. It was pretty amazing. It was really like, okay, cool, blah, 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 that's it. And then almost the same thing, really, with Kira. Kira was talking to Cormac on the bed, talk, 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 while your boy Cash was oddly doing really, really good backstrokes in the pool. I was oddly impressed by his ability to swim. I don't know why. It seemed like he was doing a little Michael Phelps action right there. But as they were almost mid-conversation when Kira was just like, yeah, cool, good conversation. It's like, whoa, she just shut it down right off the bat. So I thought that was pretty interesting. So obviously, Kira and Cash, probably not a good way to go either. Dylan, we know, is attracted to Elizabeth. We saw they threw out a couple names of the girls that they're attracted to. I liked when Dylan and Elizabeth got together and kind of talked. It seemed like they were really broing out. It seemed like Elizabeth was saying, you know, I think he's an attractive guy. I'm not interested in him regardless. He would be the kind of person where in a club, I'd see him, a hot guy, and I would go get one of my friends and say, hey, you got to go come see this hot guy. I think it's going to be really important in this game to make friendships with the other people that you're not paired up with. Because at the very worst, and anybody watching, if you guys are Bachelor in Paradise fans, this happened last season when my girl Bibiana could not stay safe. I don't know what it is. I love that girl. Bibiana is my favorite. And for some reason, she can't find a guy and she can't stay on shows. Maybe she's back in next BIP and it'll be better. Either way, making friends allows them, if one of them is single and they're both single or there's something like that, you could pick that other person up, even if you don't actually want to date them or be paired with them or see a love connection with them, just to keep each other safe. So it's never a bad thing to have a lot of friends in the house, especially of the opposite sex, because they're not competition. They're all potential allies. Either way, we know Dylan is really digging on Alexandra. So good for him, because Alexandra is essentially single. Michael's not into her, so essentially she's single. So that's a safe one. And we know Cormac is really digging on Caro. Again, very safe for him, as Caro is essentially single. We know she's got the little thing going on with Michael. It doesn't seem very strong regardless. So still a good pick for him. And I like that he was going around and really, especially Cormac, it seemed like, trying to talk to all the girls, trying to talk to all the guys too, kind of get a lay of the land, see what's going on, really see who could be a potential date for him, who is not completely locked down with somebody already, and where he has some potential, because the guys, the new guys are coming into it rough. Even though it's only been 3 days, you know, relationships have formed, people have paired up, so you really got to see where there are some cracks where he get in. So I liked how much he was talking. I liked some of the advice the girls gave him. And I liked that he was really trying. I forget who it was. I had it on my notes here that, yeah, Elizabeth, exactly. Elizabeth specifically tells Cormac that the other guys are probably intimidated by him and Dylan because a lot of the guys currently in the house are a little bit more beta. They're not very outgoing, right? Like an alpha male. They're a little bit beta. They're a little bit reserved, laid back. Whereas Dylan and Cormac come in very alpha, very outgoing, very gregarious. And that could definitely be intimidating to somebody if you don't feel solid with your pair and you aren't that kind of really outgoing person. Like myself, we can tend to steamroll people if you give us the chance. Another random observation here, because Jennifer, we like to take tangents, right?
We definitely do.
We definitely do. Let's just say honest facts. All the people on the show are stupid good looking, right? I mean, they're all models. If they don't model now, I mean, they even had a bro chat with Zach about how good looking he was and how much he should be a model. They could all model. They're all really good looking. I want this. I want someone, the next round of dudes to go in, I want there to be someone like me. A normal, random dude. Because, you know, if I wasn't married, and J-Lo, I forgot my ring today, but I'm still married. It still counts, right?
No, it does still count.
Okay, definitely. Good. I'm telling you, if you send me in here, I will steamroll all these guys. I would steamroll all of them, because I would just be having so much fun, and I'd just be going for broke. I feel like when you get all these people who are objectively and subjectively super good-looking, there's very, keeping up appearance, oh my gosh, like, blah, 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 whatever. I just wouldn't care. I'd be the guy with a couple drinks, whatever, just chatting to everybody and making friends and being super sweet. I would love to see somebody like me go in there and just wreck the game, just make it, like, really confusing for anybody. Regardless... Let's get to the real meat now of this episode. Before I do, I just want to shout out all of you in here for hanging out with me. Thank you so much. It's only the second night we're doing this show. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. I see you guys in here, Obsessed Fangirl 91, all of you. Really appreciate it. Of course, you guys know AfterBuzz doesn't just do reality TV, although we do a ton of it, but we do after shows for all your favorite shows across all different genres. So if you're watching us on YouTube, go ahead and subscribe to all the AfterBuzz channels across all the different genres. Give us a big thumbs up. We really appreciate it. And leave us some comments. Of course, if you're listening to us on iTunes or any of your podcasting services, give me a big 5-star review and give me some comments so that we can shout you guys out on stream. We love all of our fans. We love all you guys watching us. You are our extended panel. I mean, I'm here by myself with J-Lo in the booth, so I need you guys to talk to me in the chat because I love riffing off it with you guys and seeing what you think. And just thank you so much for helping AfterBuzz TV to become the ESPN of TV talk. That being said, into the meat of this episode. So the dates with the new guys is really what we've been looking for, right? This is the really interesting stuff. This is what we want to see because this is how the drama is going to come out. This is how the interesting stuff is going to come out when new people coming in start to pilfer and pillage other people's girls and guys and snatch them right up. And then the recoupling, as they call it. That's what's really fascinating. So also very interesting, random note. I think it's pretty interesting how we're getting a lot of social media promotion and presence. Just the fact that they all have cell phones and they get text messages and things like that. It's an interesting dynamic. It feels a little forced, not like Big Brother, which is also, of course, airing tonight. We got an after show for it tonight at 8 p.m., which I will also be on if there's any Big Brother fans. But there, of course, Julie Chen comes over the loudspeaker and is like, hey, everybody, we're going to do something. Now they're getting text messages. I just think it's a funny, interesting thing to toss out there. Either way, the two new guys get their text messages. America voted. Did you guys vote? If you did not, download the Love Island app so that you guys can participate as well and vote it up. America has voted. Dylan is going to go on a date with Alexandra, which is great because we know she's basically single away from Michael. And Cormac is going on a date with Caro. Also great match. We know they were feeling each other. So this is super fun. Overall, you know, I thought their dates were really great. they chatted. They seemed like they had fun conversation. They were giggly. They were laughing. It seemed like a lot of good time. Guys in the chat, I know we talked about this yesterday. Caro is a lot of ours favorites. She's my favorite. I wasn't feeling the baby voice today. What did you guys think? I felt like it was a little extra. It was a lot of baby voice going on. And I was just kind of like, could you please stop that? I really want you to stop that right now because I like everything else about you. That seemed really strange. But evidently, Cormac didn't mind it. They seemed to vibe really well. There was no kissing on either side. Dylan and Alexandra, I think, is a solid match. They've got a real sporty connection. We know she's kind of a sports chick. She's very competitive. He says he's very competitive. So they have it seems like they have a lot in common. I'm doubtful with Cormac and Caro. I think Cormac and Caro is more of a physical attraction. He said over and over and over again that she was the first person that that he saw that caught her eye, thought she was the most attractive. I feel like that relationship right there is much more physical, and I don't know if they're going to maintain a really solid connection. Amy Wee in the chat, Bibiana will return this Bachelor in Paradise. Can't wait to see her again. I know. Bibiana is awesome. She's beautiful, gorgeous, seems really, really cool, but for some reason, none of the guys connect up with her. I don't know. Obsessed Fangirl loves Bibiana too. We can't turn this completely into a Bachelor in Paradise chat, but I mean, it is tangentially related, and I am on the Bachelorette panel here at AfterBuzz, and hopefully I'm doing Bachelor in Paradise as well, because that's a lot of fun drama. Either way, here on Love Island, which is Bachelor in Paradise light? I don't know. Similar? just two fairly good dates. And then during the dates, tell me what you guys thought. I think Michael is imploding a little bit. They go back. They have Hoha Aloha. Boom. What do you think of Michael? Perfect timing. Thank you so much for the segue. I love you guys in the chat. I think Michael is imploding. And I hate to say it because he is my namesake and it's a fantastic name. He, to me, is putting out that front of like, well, I don't care. Like, if they don't like me, then, I mean, I'm a great guy and I deserve to be liked and everybody should like me and whatever. Like, I don't care, bro. That seems like an extremely defensive statement, and I don't buy it. Everybody wants to be liked, more so in this game than anything else, because if you're not liked and if you're not chosen, you got no shot to win the money. You've got to be liked. Whether it's a friendship thing and you guys are going to save each other, or if it's actually a romantic thing, you have to be liked by someone or else he's just going to get booted off and it doesn't make any sense. So guys, I don't buy it at all. I think he's really starting. He's in danger of imploding if he goes down this route and he gets really sour. So we'll see. We remember from his first intro, he's got a little bit of the self-obsessed thing going on. A model. Remember, I'm a model and it's so hard to be this good looking and blah, blah, blah. So I don't know. He's got to keep his eye out, and he really needs to make some better connections with other girls. We don't know. I don't know offhand if anybody is going home before new girls come in. But when new girls come in, he needs to pounce ASAP, or else I think he's going to be in a lot of trouble. And then right before we go, we have this good date, and we're going to dissect this just a little bit because I want to see what you guys thought about this. Both Cormac and Dylan have a very nice date. Of course, on the date, they get more text messages from the show saying that their current date is over, but they're allowed to now pick a new girl to go on yet another continuation type date with. Okay. Dylan chooses Mallory. Cormac chooses Elizabeth. Mallory, I think, safe choice, no problem. Her and Weston, they're really not a match. I think they're just in it for the friendship and they're trying to go on. Pardon me, which is another reason, Weston is another one who, as soon as new girls come in, he's got to jump on it or else he's going to be in big trouble. Cormac taking Elizabeth, interesting. Seemingly her and Zach are one of, if not the most solid couple right now on the island. Interesting move that he went for it. We're going to see how it turns out. I also thought it was corny. Did you guys catch in the preview that he literally used the exact same line on her that he used on Caro? The whole, this is going to be the most elegant date I've ever seen, I've ever had in my life. It was literally the exact same line. And I was like, bro, you're on television, dog. Come on. Don't do that. All right. However, Here is what I'm saying. Obsessed Fangirl says Michael looks like that guy they play Cyclops in the OG X-Men. Scott Summers, he looks like Scott Summers. That was a great actor. I can't think of his name. J-Lo, what's that guy's name?
I'm not sure, but I can look it up for you.
Look it up. He's a great actor. Okay. They get the opportunity to choose new girls for the date. I don't mind Dylan's choice. I like Dylan's choice. I like him going out with Mallory and seeing what's going on there because she's in trouble with Weston. I dislike Cormac's choice very, very much. Big mistake. He's got a solid thing with Caro, okay? You could tell she's giddy, likes him. She's not, she says, and I think this is less of a, this is less of a competition than I would like it to be. I like all the reality stuff to be a competition, including Bachelorette and everything. This is less of a competition as I would like it to be. So, in competition mode, you can't always trust everybody. I don't think this is so much competition mode. So I think you can take people mostly right now, at least in the first few days, at face value. I take Caro at face value that she's not feeling Michael. Therefore, Cormac has a perfect partner in Caro. There's no reason to go on another date. Feel me on this. If he had just said, the bomb move would have been for him to text Caro and say, will you go on a date with me? Even if the show is like, nah, you can't do that. You guys aren't. Well, then fine. Let's not go on another official date. Let's go back to the cabana and like have drinks next to the pool or something. Continue that date because the date was going so good. Why wreck it? You have plenty of time to meet other girls. In fact, the whole time he was meeting other girls already. I thought that was a bad move and a super big missed opportunity to cement his relationship with Caro, who I guarantee you, just a gut instinct of her type of person, I think that would have won her over hands down. Like that would have, to her, would have been the cutest thing. I think, forget it. I think he would have been a solid lock. And now it's not so solid because she can always go back to Michael and kind of fake it and fib it. So I don't like that. Hoha aloha, a lot of comments. I love you guys. Do you feel the show would have showed more of Yaman and Alana if they had a true connection? It seems like they're just eh. Yeah, I don't know. They seemed so perfect the first two episodes, right? They seemed really, really perfect. And now just his initial reaction right there, it seemed like he wasn't completely feeling the kiss and it was too much for him. Everything that he said in the beginning of this episode leads us to believe that he's interested in checking out other girls and seeing what the other girls have to offer and that he's not a lock with Alana. I don't think he necessarily should be a lock with Alana, but they seemed like a really happy pair right off the bat and it seemed like a bad move to, I don't know. I just didn't like how he handled that situation and yes, either they're just having a really boring storyline or they're actually not a good match. What'd you find, J-Lo?
Hey, Michael. So Michael definitely looks like Cyclops. This actor's name is Scott Summers?
No, that's the X-Men character's name.
Oh. Got it.
Scott Summers is Cyclops.
Oh, there you go.
If there was a Cormac quote, if there was a PhD for girls, I would have it. Goes on another date right after. Exactly. Yeah, dude, this is such a solid lock with Caro. She's looking for a lifeline. She's single. She needs help. I don't know. I thought it was a bad move in general. Regardless, man, stuff is starting to heat up. I'm liking this show. As most dating reality shows, starts a little bit slow, a little bit slow. We got to get to know everybody. We got to see everybody's personalities. And in the very beginning, everybody's kind of on their best behavior. Now, new dudes coming in, different stuff happening. Okay, now we're going to start getting some drama and we're going to see what's going on. Real quick before we go, man, there's a lot of these people here now. Now we're up to 13 people. I'm going to go through the list real quick. You guys put in the chat who you're feeling the most. What do we think? Who do we think is the best couple? Who do we think is a lock to pair up? Excuse me. 91 says Yemen will definitely have his head, turn the other way when people walk in. Yeah, he doesn't seem like he's feeling it. Okay. Let's go down the pairs, guys. Michael and Alexandra. Not, obviously not a thing. They've admitted they're not a thing. I think Alexandra's going to end up going with Dylan. Caro, I think, even though I don't like what he did, I think she's going to end up going with Cormac. Mallory and Weston, I think they're going to end up staying together. Alana and Yaman, I think they're going to stay together for right now. But just like our friends, just like you guys are saying in the chat, I agree. I think his eyes are going to be wandering as soon as new girls come in. So I don't see that lasting very long. Elizabeth and Zach, this is rough. Elizabeth and Zach, I think for right now, are going to stay together. But Zach is young. Zach might have some insecurities from being young. I'm sorry, obsessed fangirl loves Zach and Elizabeth. I'm worried that Zach and Elizabeth, that Zach is going to feel insecure that Elizabeth went on a date, okay, with Cormac. And that, my gut instinct is that when new girls come in, he's going to be looking too because she went on that date. I think it's going to mess with his head and he's going to think, what were they talking about? Is she really into him or whatever? Yeah, I'm not feeling it. Let me see what a couple of you guys, before we go, what are you guys saying about the couples? Mike and Alexandra, no. Yeah, obviously. Love Zach and Elizabeth. Zach and Elizabeth. Elizabeth going to get taken from another dude. Yeah, I don't know. It's very tenuous just in general, but I do know that we're going to have a lot of excitement coming on. Guys, that was only episode 3. And there's so many relationships and like different strings going on. It's really hard to keep track. I'm having a ton of fun. We're doing a show, an after show for this, obviously, every single day, except for just a few. Tomorrow, I am going to a wedding. So unfortunately, I can't be here to do the after show. We're going to double up on Monday, I believe. But stay tuned. You can follow me everywhere at Mike Feeling. We'll give you guys some updates, let you know exactly when it's airing. Thank you so much, all of you, for hanging out with me here in the chat. We love you guys. You guys make us what we are. Thank you so much. Until next time, go get in one of those big pools. That pool is amazing. See ya.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.